And now you lost to junking rooms so jumbled, no door leads to out. So sit and mope, then kick the junk around. What for? That junk be junk like you and still stay junk in spite of all your pretty booty. And when at last fresh crisp air spangle cheeks and longing lungs draw deep to fill, then gasp and hack through breathing cornflower, ginger grounds and cocoa Hoover bag. Then welcome. Moors. In blue jam.
I'm Max Deakin.
And I'm Patricia Deakin.
And this is Lisa.
Say hello. Hello.
Lisa's 6 years old.
I think you'd say we're a very loving family.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been very close for 8 years.
But we have agreed to get divorced now. For her sake, really.
The idea being that she meets more insecurity at home.
Insecurity?
Yeah. It's just to give her the real sort of drive and ambition.
It's a very competitive world for a child actor.
Yeah,
between us, we just want to give her every chance.
I want to be the best.
Obviously, it's not going to be easy. I've been asked to use alcohol to become abusive to Patricia. And violent. But it's fuck her about quite heavily. My love.
Get off.
I'm not allowed to comfort her, obviously. We have to make the atmosphere as acrimonious as possible.
You're crying, Mummy.
Lisa.
Yeah?
Leave the sibling bitch alone.
Mummy's crying.
Don't
like
it. Are you acting now, are you?
Max.
I don't fucking know. It's good. Good.
You're gonna have a great day. On fire with the mattress. And when he smiles, it looks like an exploding. All the children want to be on the bar. The air is full of balling. Please cover her up with a towel.
Well, I am sorry it's becoming a nuisance. I'm sure we can think of some way around it.
Well, I hope so. Some people are beginning to say it's gone a bit far.
Well, I think that's enough. What's that, love?
Bloody lions have left a carcass in the drive.
Another accident, David.
Oh, hello, Jane. Got stuck marking the homework.
She was just popping around to say some of the parents are getting a bit sick of the lions taking their children.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, the Wilsons have lost all three.
Really?
Yeah, this morning, love. They found them eating satyr in the art bay.
Well, I mean, Barry was quite all right when they took his other two.
He was only being polite, love.
Well, he's been enjoying himself at the club bar on the sailings.
So when they get in the building,
yes,
David,
yes.
They go berserk.
Well, they would, you know.
Mr. Clare's lost his eyes on Tuesday.
You know, they're not wild animals.
Yeah, there's still sclerotic stains on the wall.
They feel trapped in a building.
It's not very nice.
They shut in the infant stickle bricks.
Yes, it's not just the children. I've lost six stars.
Oh, sure, but I mean, it's not as if I'm land binding the place, is it?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
He did land mine the playing fields.
David.
Look, they're pretty deep. They're only meant to go off during the dance race on sports day.
Sounds like we ought to have a little chat about that as well.
Sure, Jane.
And give us a bell if you think the lions are coming to the school again. I know you won't.
Yeah, sure. I'll move the dustbins as well. I'll try and block them in a bit.
Bye, Jane.
Bye.
Ciao.
Oh, it's 9:30 now.
Hmm?
9:30. You mind if I should drive?
Oh, shit. It's calling back yet?
Well, I haven't heard any bangs.
Here comes the bastard now.
Are you sure we're safe yet?
No. Okay, now. Watch this. This will serve the bastard right.
What for?
Oh, nothing in particular. Look at that. Jesus, he's fucked. He's gassed. Here, let's phone Lucy.
Do you have to?
Yeah. Lucy? It's David. What the hell was that noise? Oh, yeah, I can see now. Hey, widow. What? You better take this, love. She's throwing a wobbly.
Hello, Lucy.
See what I mean?
Lucy.
She's waving like a fat lover.
Lucy, shall I come over?
Hey, what are you, the Plastic Ono Band?
You
better come over. Sounds like she's going to go right up her fanny.
Yeah.
Listen, Lucy, Auntie Judy's coming over.
Call me in half an hour. Don't want to be there all night.
Yeah, sure. Oh, well, mind the drive, love. It's covered in dung.
Thanks, love. Bye.
The lines are out. Run again, love.
Bloody hell.
I forgot to do the stream.
Yeah.
Looks like they got Jane ready there.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's her head. Oh, they've gone for me, love.
Has she still got that sarky look on her face?
Yeah. They seem quite hungry.
Mm.
Hey! You won't believe this.
What?
They're starting in my belly.
It's usually the throat.
Yeah. Now they've gone for the neck.
You probably just gave them the idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Judy. Are you supposed to be cooking for the Zickleys tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, what the bloody hell am I going to do if you're just a pile of bones?
There's some stuff in the freezer.
Yeah, but I won't be here in time.
Yeah.
Even if I defrost it tonight. Jude? Jude?
I mean, I said I wouldn't be able to leave work until 6:30. I won't have a chance to do any preparation. Oh dear, look at you. I can't get a skirt right. And I won't have a chance to prepare anything overnight. Let's go! If I do end up with a string of guts in the garden, then he's going to tidy me up and give the Zickleys a beer. Jesus, this is bad planning. Wait, come back with that. How the fuck am I going to play football without that? Jesus, you guys.
Jennifer. And about 6 months ago, I moved out of the house and started living outside. Just felt ridiculous living in such a big house, living indoors all the time. When you think about it, we don't need heating. Big kitchens, carpets. I think the idea may have come from a book I was reading, but I can't honestly remember now. I sleep anywhere, really, sometimes under a hedge on the estate, one of the benches in the garden. The other night I was in the tractor shed.
Just worry me when it's awfully cold.
Bedding down with the cows. That's quite a good one.
I do worry when I know Anthony's out in the open on a particularly bleak night. Rain, sleep.
Plenty to eat in the kitchen, garden, cabbages, potatoes, carrots. I did manage to get hold of a blackbird that had crashed into the greenhouse the other day. Not particularly tasty, I have to say, but,
we're having lamb tonight. Going to roast some lamb and some of those little carrots. Why don't you join us for supper tonight?
I do miss the cat. I don't see the cat so much.
But just bringing Helen to...
Dog's very loyal.
That's so sweet.
The other day, I called the horse, giving me a funny look. I'm not sure what he's picking up on there, but,
we've blocked off that draft in the drawing room. It's awfully snug now.
Sometimes I do find myself staring in through the drawing room window, gazing rather wistfully at the fire, family together.
You do cut a pretty sore sight out there, really.
Some days, like today, you find yourself thinking, all I'd have to do is just walk back in through the front door and I'd be warm. But I don't allow myself to think like that. One has to protect oneself from what one has to admit is an extremely persuasive argument.
Why did you come in tonight, darling?
It's just difficult living in the face of such a glaring contradiction.
Just relax.
The only mitigating factor is that almost certainly I will live a few years less. I can imagine being picked off by a sharp frost in the winter.
I'm afraid that's probably true.
At least I won't have to live with that contradiction quite so long. I suppose you could say that if I were to go back indoors, then I wouldn't have to live with that contradiction anyway. That doesn't bear thinking about, really. It's not something that...
I never lock up at night, you know.
It's useful to dwell on.
Thank you. Okay, Jerry, you got me loud and clear?
Yes.
Right, we're off. Jerry Springer, welcome.
Well, thanks. Nice to be here.
Okay, now, Jerry, tell us your name.
Jerry Springer.
Are you bigger than your name?
Well, I'm just a schlub that has a show.
Wait a minute, hang on. You do present perhaps the best talk TV show in the world, certainly one of the most successful in the States. In fact, I gather it's just gone to number one.
Yeah, it's now number one. But yeah, it's doing really good now. But, you know, because it's hot and it's kind of new and it's incredibly outrageous, so people are taking notice.
So is it going to get more outrageous?
Well, I think it's impossible to be... I mean, outrageous is outrageous. There aren't degrees of it.
Somebody said outrageous is as outrageous does, and when it does, it doesn't when it gets to the end.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So when you go on your show...
Yes.
One of the things I've noticed is that you are moving from side to side.
Right.
Now, that is one of the elements of genius. Why did you choose to do that?
Yeah, I just keep walking around and watching what's going on. I try not to be the focal point of the show.
A lot of people just come forward into the camera.
Yes.
Is the lateral movement something to do with the modesty or what?
I guess I never thought of it in those psychological terms, but I just...
I mean, was that your idea?
Well, I guess. No one ever told me. I just try and walk around.
Is that sort of a pendulum thing? What's going on?
Right. I like to be back with the audience. I don't want to be on the stage.
Right. Yeah, we don't really know who you are.
Right.
It's kind of like, wait a minute, is that guy standing up? I know, he's the guy with the mic.
That's exactly right.
One of the things that these idiots over here don't do is a decent warm-up act. You do one, don't you?
Yeah, I go out there just to, you know, warm up the audience, tell some silly jokes.
To warm them up, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, is part of that to warm them up?
Well, there's not...
So what sort of things do you say to them?
I just, you know, I go in there and I tell them that, you know, we were out in L.A. recently and taping a show, and for 2 hours this gorgeous woman was banging on my hotel door. Well, finally I let her out.
Right, now that they're all thinking that she's on the outside.
Yes.
You know, because the woman was on the wrong side of the door.
There you go.
Okay. Now, I want to look at the meat and spunk of the show, which is the guests, right?
Yes,
now,
that's it.
I wonder which sort of stories you would and wouldn't do. I mean, at the moment, you're quite prepared to do anything to be outrageous.
We won't do anything that's normal.
So would you do, I fell in love with a guy who shot my husband?
Yes.
Okay.
That's outrageous, don't you agree?
It's terrible. Would you do, I fell in love with a guy who was shooting me?
Well,
brackets. It was horny as the bullets went inside of me.
It was horny as the bullet. Who was horny?
The woman found it sexually attractive in some way. Yes?
You've got it. Well,
yes.
It's outrageous. As long
it's outrageous.
As long as it's outrageous, it gets on.
I fell in love with a guy who shot my kids. It's outrageous.
Yeah, that's...
Shot the kids.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I mean...
Brackets, it was something to do with the blood and the screams.
Yeah, I mean, as I said...
Okay, so that's a yes. I fell in love with a guy who shot my kids.
You're not listening to me. I'm saying anything that is outrageous is yes.
My doctor fingers my kids up the ass.
I said anything that is outrageous is on the show.
Would you even have...
He's giving me a list. Give me a list of something that's normal, and then I'll say no, that doesn't belong on the show.
My husband's a schizo, he keeps beating himself up about it.
I don't know how many times I have to answer your question.
You would say yes.
Right.
What I want to know is, what really gets you down in this life of ours? People suffering from Pash Crane's Jubosa, I mean, that's... It's horrible. All the industrial diseases, people poisoned by tosfates and bugarides.
That sounds awful.
I mean, some of them even lose the use of their necks.
Diseases are always sad.
Horrible. These children losing their ability to use their thoughts.
Yeah, well...
And they have them, but they just can't use them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's great pain in the world. One of the prices of life is that... And it isn't fair.
We haven't talked about a final thought.
Okay.
Yeah, now they're very important in the show.
Yes.
Where does the inspiration for that come from?
I used to do it when I was doing the news.
If you had to sum up the situation with Saddam Hussein and Bill Clinton.
I think my notion there is that Saddam is clearly a danger to his own people as well as the surrounding nations. But I don't think the... What we ought to do at this point is to kill more innocent people just to get him at this point.
Right.
If there's a way to remove him without killing innocent people, then obviously I'm in favor of that. I don't know that anyone has found out exactly how to do that, but I think we should still try.
And so when you write that down and say it, it actually turns into something that makes sense, yeah?
Um.
turn the ugly light off, God. Wanna feel the night. Every day it shines down on me. Don't you think that I see? Don't you think that I see what it's all about? Hearts will look the other way while the world passes me by. Everyone is trying to bum me out. It's a pretty big world, God, and I am awful small. Every day they rain down on me, flower in a hailstorm, flower in a hailstorm. I'm living for the drought. I can throw it back at them, but then I play their game. Everyone is trying to bum me out. When I came into this world, this laughing. Every day since then I'm slapped again. Tomorrow's king, an unsightly coward. You see, I know I'm gonna win. Talking about if they step on me tonight, they're gonna pay someday. Everyone is trying to pull me out.
There's a real old man in a wheelchair, trying to shake hands with an elephant.
What on earth is that?
I was upstairs when I saw it.
Karen? Karen?
I shouted to my wife.
Karen! Look outside!
And
there's a thing in the sky!
We ran outside and...
Come on!
And there it was. This long green thing in the sky. And everyone was coming out of their houses. It must have been 200 people pointing at this big green thing in the sky. Then someone said, "That's not the sky. It's the ground." Well, it was. It was the ground. We were all just looking at a little green bottle on the ground. We'll be right back.
surrounded by screaming sick children, Kevin dreaming, farts like a sack, and laughs as he the air full of chemotherapy with
come in.
Afternoon, sir.
Oh, yes. Take a few.
Thanks.
Now, what seems to be the problem?
Well, I've got quite a lot of pain in my gut.
Right.
Comes and goes, but it's pretty strong.
Can you show me where?
Here.
Any diarrhea?
A bit, but mainly just the pain's cramp.
Right. I'd like you to go to the supermarket.
Supermarket.
Could you get me a dozen eggs, some flour, butter, caster sugar and lemons?
Right.
I want to make a cake. Tonight. Do you need some money?
Is this for me?
No, it's for me. Now, run on.
Well, what about my gut pain?
Well, get me the eggs and then I'll see if there's anything I can do.
That's quite a long way.
Oh, it's only half an hour's time today.
I haven't really got half an hour.
Well, I'm sure you will have if you think about it.
Well, couldn't you just prescribe something?
Like what?
That back curling stuff.
Well, if you know what you want, you don't need me, do you?
Well, I don't know exactly what I need.
Well, in that case, I think you'd better pop along, don't you?
Well, but I know enough to know that...
Irritable bowel syndrome can be lethal if untreated.
Yeah, but...
A spastic colon?
Well, is that what I've got?
Bowel cancer?
Bowel cancer?
What
do you think there's a chance?
Make sure the eggs are free range.
No, do you?
Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to tell you. I may have seen something else as well.
Have you?
And it's caster sugar, please.
Well, did you see anything else?
But you have got that, have you? Caster sugar.
Well, I can't go if you'd muddle me up like this.
I may have seen very strong signs that your balls are about to shatter.
Shatter?
Yes. You do drive a car, don't you?
Yeah.
Driver's balls. Occasionally, the balls of a driver do shatter if they become calcified and then subject to engine vibration.
Can you think mine are kind of shatter?
While you're about it, get us a tin of decaffeinated coffee.
But I need to...
Here's an extra can up.
You'll tell me what I've got when I get back.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Bye, then.
Calcified balls.
Yes, yes. I'll know by the time you come back. Alison, you've got a moment. I've got a bit of a problem. Thanks.
Michael.
Hello, Alison.
Problem?
Yeah. I'm having a really bad morning. I can't work out anyone's symptoms. I have to send them all off on spurious errands.
Right.
I've got Mr. Pepys getting my dry cleaning. Arnold Flapp's at the supermarket. The Marks family are watching my wife's car. Now, they're all going to come back expecting me to have some sort of answer.
Bloody hell, Michael.
I know. I just can't seem to... There aren't any obvious answers.
Well, why don't you go out and I'll see them?
Oh. Really?
Yeah. You go out for a bit.
That's very kind.
And while you're out there, you could pick me up a leg of lamb from Laxton's. Deal?
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks, Alison.
Bye, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Sarah, I've got him out. Yeah. Changed the locks. Had his room emptied and packed and removed the plaque from the door. Yeah. And can you phone the agency to get two guards put on the door? Great. Hey, Sarah. Can fucking now.
I'm Marcus Booge. This is my wife, Linda.
Hello.
And,
They're difficult people to live next door to at the best of times.
Stuck up.
They are, really, but this has really pushed it.
We've been under a lot of stress, haven't we?
I'm Raylan Deely.
And I'm Angela Trout.
I don't really know what all this fuss and bother is about.
And my name's Julian Bemper. I work for the Varsley Council, and currently I'm trying to resolve the dispute in Halliwell Drive over a giant.
We've been looking after Paul, that's our giant, for some friends for a few months.
And he's very easygoing, really.
It's not just that he's big, he's also very scruffy. He wears big baggy shorts made of this sort of sacking material, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're not even done up properly. And then he's got,
It's like a tarpaulin, isn't it?
It's got a hole for his head. Keeps the rain off him. It's like a poncho. It's filthy.
I mean, they have to work very hard to find any fault with him at all, to be honest.
They don't groom him. That's another bugbear for me. They don't even keep him nice. I'm not saying you should wear a suit. I mean, special occasions, that would be a fun thing, but just talking about...
A decent pair of trousers.
Worst thing he does is dance around and whistle occasionally.
There's no crime in that, is there?
It's not like they've got a big dog in there, because he knows what he's doing, definitely.
No, he runs amok, doesn't he? He's made gestures, hasn't he?
He's twanged the clothesline a lot of times as well.
He leans over and takes the pegs off. He's tampered with the fruit, isn't he? Pear trees. Blacked off the fruit and squashed them.
He does look over the fence, but...
Not that interested, is he?
Well, no, I mean, it's just another garden, isn't it? There's nothing special.
Well, he might look in occasionally, but so what? You know, we're neighbours, the sort of thing that happens.
Mm.
They see us sunbathing in the nude, and we don't complain about that.
Well, that's the snooping, isn't it?
Yeah, that's terrible if you're trying to have a bath, or sometimes if I'm up in the bedroom, I can see him looking in.
Steams the windows up, doesn't he?
He licks the window as well. That's really disgusting.
What frightens me is that sooner or later his tongue's going to come in.
I wouldn't say that's the worst thing he does, though. He plays with himself, which I think is absolutely disgusting. And he looks at you like when he's doing it, like he knows exactly what he's doing. He's got a laughy look.
Something slightly off-putting there.
He has seen Linda naked, but that doesn't bother him.
Well, it's hardly as if he's a gossip, is it? I mean,
he passes on little snippets of information, but it's harmless stuff, you know.
It's not gossip, it's not malicious.
He's like a kid.
Yeah.
He's just like a little kid.
And to be honest, he can't really talk that well.
No.
Anyway.
I'm outside the Deely's house, and I've come here for a meeting with the Booges. Now, I'm quite confident that a compromise can be reached about the giant, perhaps using bylaws.
We're looking into classifying it as a building.
A building?
Yeah. It's pretty tall, isn't it?
25 foot tall.
Yeah. 25. Marcus measured it.
Right. The odd light.
Well, that doesn't make him a bloody building, does it?
It does.
Well, technically, it could do. How long does it stand still for?
For 5 hours?
5 hours at least, yeah.
What on earth are you talking about? He stands still for up to 5 hours at a time.
No, he does not. He skips and whistles most of the time, and you know it.
Well, it feels like 5 hours when he's staring in through the window.
Oh, come on, that is just a fantasy.
And he snoops. He does all the time, snooping.
Well, it's not as if he's got anything to hide anyway, is it?
What do you mean by that?
It means that you don't sleep together anymore.
What? Where did you get that from? Okay. If we can...
I thought you said you didn't gossip.
So what if I did? He said he's seen Marcus whack himself off into the bog.
I beg your pardon, he did no such thing.
And squirting his paste in the laundry bag.
Marcus?
I bloody didn't.
If anyone abuses his groin, it's that bloody great gog in your garden.
Yeah, I've seen him do that.
Yeah, well, he caught it off your folk-ass husband.
That is an outrage.
Okay, well,
Commander,
Put him down.
I beg your pardon.
Put him down.
I can't believe you just
said
that.
He's a vermin.
He is. He's got emotional. You're talking about murder.
If he's a vermin, it's not murder.
He's not vermin.
He's a murderer. He's turned on.
Exactly.
I found the meeting quite depressing, actually. The only other case I know of is one that occurred in Suffolk, where about 20 of the neighbours got together, got the giant very drunk, and then just kicked it to death.
We can still look at the building angle.
Thank you.
up, please. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Are these your birds?
No.
The ones you shut up.
Really? Oi, Gino, will you shut up?
Thanks.
No problem.
Oi! Did you hear what that man said? Well, why haven't you shut up? Well, that's irrelevant. Well, I'm trying to sleep. Thanks. Anyway, how come you all shut up for him, not for me? Stuck up little bastard.
When up escalate be down escalate. And down be further down and going downer. When boozed so long on melancholy, who face sad fluffy bag, that shook sends granny waffles slap names. And now you lost to junk in wood, so jumbled, no door leads to out. So sit and mope. Then kick the junk around. What for? That junk be junk like you and still stay junk in spite of all your pretty booty. And when at last fresh crisp air spankle cheeks and longing lungs draw deep to fill, then gasp and hack who breathing cornflower, ginger grounds and cocoa Hoover bag. Then welcome. Ooh, moors. In blue jam. Down you go.